text, but I want to preach quickly and deliver what God has put in my spirit. Anybody came to have the word of God minister to you tonight? Amen. I want to preach from a thought. When I give you this title, it might not make much sense now, but if the 50 are going to preach with me, we're going to get where God's taking us. I want to preach from this thought, killing. Somebody shout killing. I told you I didn't come to play games with the devil. We're going to make war against the enemy tonight. Killing baby giants. Killing baby giants. By a show of hands, I want you to raise your hands if you feel like you've been battling some stuff. Come on, you've been at war with some stuff in your life, some struggles, some... Come on, there's been some real warfare happening. You've been making up your mind. There's some people. I want to minister to some new converts, and I want to minister to some visitors right now. You have been making some decisions to get closer to God, and I want to tell you, keep on getting close. Come on, anybody feel that right there? Come on. Come on, you've been saying, I don't want to be the same person. I don't want to be the same saint. I don't want to, come on. And when you start making war against the adversary, you cannot stop. Come on, this is war in our worship. Come on, this is war in our prayer life. This is war in our chill. Come on. And if you're on board with me tonight, I want you to lift up both hands. Come on, lift them up high. Come on, come on. If you feel like you've been battling with some stuff and you want to get deliverance over it tonight, I want both hands up. Come on, if you've been struggling with some stuff up and down, you saying, God, I want to lock in right now. I want to win. I want to defeat the things that's been trying to destroy me. I want to destroy the things that's been trying to defeat me. With both hands lifted, I want you to pray with the spirit of war. I want you to pray with the, come on, let words leave your lips, and I want you to mean them. God, I'm getting my joy back. I'm getting my peace back. I'm getting that old spirit of prayer that used to wake me up in the middle of the night. I'm getting it back. I'm getting, come on, somebody's feeling it right now. I'm getting a worship back that I'm not asleep. I'm not weak. I'm winning. I'm winning the war tonight. Oh, I wish you would take both hands and clap them like this is war. Somebody shout war. Amen. I am going to preach tonight about killing baby giants. And if you're going to preach with me tonight, I want you to clap your hands one more time and as loud as you can. Amen. God bless you. The fear of the Lord. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Somebody shout giants. I'm so, so, so glad. I'm so glad that you decided to show up to church tonight. Anybody thankful you showed up to church tonight? Come on, anybody really thankful you showed up to the house of a victorious God? Anybody really thankful you showed up to church tonight? If I could drop something in your spirit right now. I haven't lived life long enough to know a lot of things, but as I'm learning to live, I'm learning a little bit about what it takes to really walk with God, to really live a life that's victorious, a life of dominion. Anybody want to have victory? Wave your hand at me. A life that you are an overcomer in the spirit, a conqueror. You're a conqueror in the kingdom of God. If that is what you want to be, I hope you would hear me right now. There are some things. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost. There are some things about warfare. Warfare. Winning warfare means that you do the little things right. If you're going to win a war, if there's an adversary on both sides of the fence, the enemy that wins, the army that overcomes is the army that crosses every T and dots every I. It's the army that defines and finishes with the small things being taken care of. I want to tell somebody right now that showing up on a Tuesday night might be a small thing to you, but it's a big thing to God. Oh, I wish somebody, come on, I need 50 right now. Come on, praying every day might seem like a little thing to you, but it's a big deal to God. Open up that book every day and reading the Holy Word from heaven. It might be a small thing to you, but it's a big thing to God. Preaching with the preacher when you don't feel like preaching with the preacher and saying amen, it's a little thing to you, but it's a big. Come on, clapping your hands, all you people, and shouting unto God with a voice of triumph. It might seem like a small, mundane, monotonous thing to you, but it's a big deal to God. So if you would let me, can I preach about some small things? Loving your neighbor might seem like a small thing, but that's a big deal. Being faithful, somebody shout faithful. Being faithful when you feel like quitting is a big deal. I want to preach about what it really means to not overlook little things. Because we think that doing what we do to live for God is just what we do, but it's not just what we do that matters, it's how you do it with your whole heart and intention. I don't know if anybody feels this way, but I really want to live for God. Come on, anybody feel that? I really want to live for God. Come on, and listen, it's not the big stuff. I want to do the little things right. Come on, I don't want to be the one that's up and down, in and out, hot and cold. I want to be the soul that God can depend on. God, if you're looking for somebody to be faithful in prayer, you can count on me. If you want to look for somebody that's going to show up for outreach day, you can count on me. If you want to look for somebody shaking hands with visitors, you can count on. Come on, anybody in revival feel that way. Come on, anybody in the 50 feel that way. It's the small things that wins the war. Something as simple as reading your Bible every day. You don't understand how powerful that really is until you understand that God's word is just not God's word. God's word is a spirit of life and victory. And power. When you start reading that book, some stuff will start coming off the pages that'll help you get through what you're going through. If you're battling stuff, when you turn to Psalms, the stuff starts coming off the page. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. Come on. It does something to your spirit when you let God's word live in your spirit. Come on. He's a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. Come on. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Come on. I'm the head. If I'm the head and not the tail. If that doesn't do anything to you, I don't know what I can say to you tonight. But I've come to remind you that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's no struggle that's greater than God. There's no enemy that's more powerful. I'm hurrying. 13 minutes. Anybody still listening? So I thought I'd give you a demonstration of why you can't overlook the small things. Because if you've ever tried to live for God for real, at some point in your life, you've probably picked up the book enough to start reading the Bible and said, I want to read it from front to cover, end to end. I want to read the whole Bible. Anybody read the whole Bible at least once? Raise your hand. Come on. Wave your hand at me. Praise God. So faithful. It's good to be faithful reading God's word, isn't it? Raise your hand if you've read the Bible at least twice all the way through. Raise your hand. Praise God. Raise your hand if you've read it at least three times all the way through. I won't go past three because somebody gonna need to repent for lying. You start reading the book every day, and if you read a Bible reading program, and you said, I want to get through Genesis, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, 1st and 2nd Samuel. I need to get through the books. I want to read the whole thing because I really want to be pleasing to God. Sometimes even living for God can become so routine that in the routine you miss the details. Oh, anybody hear me right now? That's why revival is a resistance against routine. Because we're not just doing this to do it. And so if you started reading your Bible, you can get to some books like Chronicles and Numbers. Any Bible readers know what I'm talking about. And you start reading he begat they and them and all of the genealogies and lineages and names you can't pronounce. I feel my help in the house. 50 just went to 75. You said, I can't pronounce that. Forget that. Is anybody connecting what I'm saying? And so you start reading and it's this and it keeps saying the same thing over and over. You said, oh, I got a few more pages. I want to get to the good stuff. But the reason why you can't just skip through it is because there is dominion in the details. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. And I asked your pastor to read, because I didn't give you a text tonight. Some of you said, I can't believe he didn't take a text. We're about to take it right now. I asked him to read Joshua 11 and 18 through 23. This passage is a scripture that you probably would come across in your Bible reading program. You would pick it up, Bishop. You would read this. And I promise you, if you were reading this on Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning, you would read it. And in your reading, you're not really reading. Nod your head if you've done that before. You read it, and you have no idea what you just read. And so I asked your pastor to read it like you would read it on tomorrow morning. And I don't want you to miss one detail. Somebody shout detail. I don't want you to miss it. Don't fall asleep. Don't blink too many times. Don't check out. Don't zone out. Don't think about what you're going to eat for dinner. I want you to read as he reads. I want you to listen as he reads. And I don't want you to miss one detail in Joshua 11 and 18. Read, please.
Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel save the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All other they took in battle, for it was of the Lord to harden their hearts that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them as the Lord commanded Moses.
Don't fall asleep yet.
And at that time came Joshua and cut off the Anakims from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir,
right,
from Anab, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. There was none of the Anakims left in the land of the children of Israel.
Bunch only of big
in
words.
Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod there remain.
Yeah.
So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war.
You just missed everything that happened. That right there is what happens. Because there was something major missed here and you missed it. I know you tried to pay attention. I know it's hard. Nadab, Debir, Hivites, Anakims, skip. Am I doing all right tonight? Am I telling the truth tonight? But ladies and gentlemen, I've come to tell you, if you're going to win war against the adversary, the details absolutely matter. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, if you're going to live holy, the details absolutely matter. If there's going to be a truth when this day is over, somebody's got to hold on to the details. We're not backing up on the doctrine. We're not going to back up on what we believe. We're not going to stop doing the small things right. I've come to tell you pre-service prayer is a big deal. I've come to tell you praying every day is a big deal. Singing with the singer, sing. It's a big deal. You can't fall asleep. You can't sit down too long. We've got a war to win against the adversary of our soul. I said we've got a war to win. Come on, I need the 75 to preach with me right now. Come on, say it, amen. When you feel like giving up, it's how you get over the mountaintop, how you get out of the valley, how you win the war. Oh, I'm fast-tracking the sermon right now. Somebody shout details. I know you can't really comprehend what happened here, but can I make it short and plain that God gave his people instructions? He said, I want you to make war against all the kings. Somebody shout all. Against all the kings. And if you let them see it, Joshua went make war against all the kings. All the adversaries. Can I tell somebody, you can't give place to the devil. I'm going to say it again right now. I said you can't play games with the devil. Come on, if there's something trying to destroy you, you got to pick up your sword and don't put it down. You got to pick up the word and don't put it down. Just keep on listening. Verse 19 declares, 19 quickly, we're going through it. And so all the inhabitants of the land, the Bible says that the Hivites were in Gibeon. Keep going, verse 20. And the Bible says that as the Lord had hardened the hearts of those people, the adversaries, the enemies of God, God's people were fighting adversary after adversary, battle after battle. Come on, if anybody knows what that feels like. Come on, you gotta go out of one storm to go in another. You go out of one trial to go into another one. You go out of one test to go into. So you're going from one adversary to the next. And the Bible says this in verse 21. This is where you can't check out, Brother Brock. Not that you would, but I know you're preaching with me. You're on the edge of your seat. The Bible said, and at the time, it came time that Joshua got to a particular group of adversaries. Hear this. The Anakim, somebody shout giants. Come on, shout giants. He came to the Anakims that dwelled in the mountains of Hebron. And the Bible says that from Hebron to Debir to Anab and all the mountains of Judah, the Bible says that Joshua began to make war against these giants that were in the land. Somebody shout giants. But I want you to hear verse 22, because if you're reading this on your daily Bible reading plan and the words get muddled and they get discombobulated and you say, this is too big, I can't pronounce it, I've got to move on, I want to complete Joshua, I got to get to the next book. If you miss the details, you'll miss what really happened here. The Bible says, and there was none Anakims. Somebody shout giants. There were no Anakims left in the land. Watch this. Only in Gaza. Somebody shout Gaza. Gath. Shout Gath. And Ashdod. Shout Ashdod. The Bible says that Joshua destroyed all of the Anakims except, hear this, don't check out on me. I hope you lock in what I'm about to tell you right now. All of the giants were destroyed. All of the enemies were obliterated. All of the adversaries were conquered. The giants were killed utterly except for in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod. The Bible says that there were giants that remained. Listen, I come to tell somebody, you can't afford to let stuff linger. I say you can't afford to let bad habits stay bad habits. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I said, you can't afford to let adversaries hang around too long. I said, when you got the adversary on the run, you better put your boots and your tennis shoes on and chase after them. Shall we pursue? Yes, we shall. And you shall overtake them. I come to tell Bakersfield, we've got revival in our hands, and we've got an enemy on the run, and I come to tell you, I'm taking the war to the adversary, and we're not taking our foot off of the pedal. We want more souls. We want more revival. We want more harvest. We want more Hey, I come to tell you, number 11's being baptized tonight, but we ain't stopping there. The church's not stopping there. Revival's not stopping. I'm hurrying. Somebody shout details. The reason why you can't miss the details is because Joshua, his oversight, Brother Jordan, his oversight to the details. The Bible says that there were giants that remained. Then verse 23 says this. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, and Joshua gave inheritance to the Israelites and divided among the tribes, and the land rested from war. Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you a secret right now in the Holy Ghost? I'm almost done preaching, and I hope you're still listening. You cannot afford to back up one bit. We cannot afford to stop fighting. Can I tell you why you can't stop fighting? It's because the devil ain't gonna stop fighting you. I want somebody to hear me right now. I said, you got to crush him. You got to step on his head. You've got to utterly destroy him. Because if you don't put the adversary in his place, he's coming right back. If you don't kill it, my God, if you don't kill it while you can, it's coming right back. That's why my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. That's why God's trying to shake something out of our spirits. Because once you're going to get a... Once you get one victory, you need to get another one. Once you get one battle won, you need to win another one. Once you pray through one soul, you need to win. Because what we do, bless God, we have good revival. People are saved. Now we're going back in cruise control. The devil is a liar. Listen, most of us, and I don't say most of us, some of us, you know what our problem is? We know how to pray for the blessing, but we don't pray once we get blessed. Oh, I'm going to say it again. We pray to get out of trouble, but we don't pray once we're out of trouble. We're faithful, but we want God to move. But once he's moved, we're moving on. But I come to tell you, if anybody's going to dance, if you just got a raise, you ought to be dancing the more. If you just won the battle, you ought to be shouting the victory. Come on, the new convert ought to not be shouting a seasoned saint. Come on, the same way you shouted when you got in this thing, it's the same way you got to shout to keep on winning. Taking way too long. You said, preacher, what's the detail that we're missing? There's a major detail that we're missing. Because Joshua thought that overlooking the details were not that big of a deal. I feel the Holy Ghost about to help us right now. But I come to tell you that the adversary is a master of small things. The land rested from war. Anybody curious how long the land rested from war? 500 years. The devil was not bothering them for 500 years. You say, man, I take that victory all day long. Yeah. But I want to warn you that when God was trying to command his people to utterly destroy. He said, men, women, children, I want you to destroy the giants that reign in the land. Because Joshua did not destroy all of the giants. They remained in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod. And it seems like no big deal. It seems like no big deal that it doesn't matter what you watch. It doesn't matter what you listen to. It doesn't matter who you hang out with. The details are not that important. But ladies and gentlemen, our God dwells in the details. He said, make an ark of gopher wood. That's a detail. He said, cover the ark of the covenant with shittim wood. That's a detail. He said, I want a linen ephod with the breastplate, the onyx, the topaz, the sardonyx, the sardis. Come on, God dwells in the details. And if you're going to please God, you got to get the little things right. You got to, come on, you got to get bitterness out of your heart. That's not a little thing. That's a big thing. You got to get hatred out of your heart. That's not a little thing. That's a big thing. You got to get doubt out of your spirit. That's not a little, that's a big. You can't afford to miss service. Not one service. I can't afford to miss the presence of God, because I need every ounce of his presence I can get. Boy, I'm taking too long. I'm hurrying right now. Here it is. 500 years. And that's no big deal, right? Until the Bible says in 1 Samuel 17 that among the Anakims there was a group of giants called the Philistines. I hope somebody's light bulb comes on in a second. And the Bible says that God's people are making war for the first time in 500 years. They're making war against an adversary that's taunting them. I thought you had the Holy Ghost. Look at you now. I thought you got the victory last Sunday. But look at you now. Sunday night felt good, didn't it? I'm going to try it again. Sunday night felt good, didn't it? And guess who showed up Monday trying to steal your victory? Guess who showed up Monday trying to rob you of the peace you got? Saying you didn't really get delivered. You didn't really get the victory. You didn't get the peace. You're not healed. And there's a voice that showed up in the valley and said, no, you thought you won the war. But you missed one critical detail. The Bible says that standing in the valley of Elah, there was a man, a giant, by the name of Goliath. But that's not the detail that was missed. The Bible says, and behold, there came a champion of the Philistines of Gath. You're missing it. I told you, you don't fall asleep. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a giant that was in the land that was taunting God's people, that was making war and mockery against God's people. But what if I told you that Goliath should have never been born? What if I told you that Goliath should have never lived to see the light of day? But because they let giants live, there were baby giants born, and baby giants become big giants. Oh, I wish you would hear me right now. I said, baby giants, don't stay baby giants. I come to tell you, if there's something you at war with, you better take it to the throne of God and destroy it. You better take it to the hand of God and... I wish somebody would make war in the Holy Ghost. I'm not allowing the spirit of depression to linger in my mind. I'm not allowing the spirit of defeat to run rampant in my house. The little things must be destroyed. Come on, somebody clap your hands. Come on, somebody clap your hands. Come on, I'm getting victory over the struggle. I've battled with this addiction long enough. I've battled with these thoughts long enough. I've battled with these issues long. I hope somebody latches on to what I'm telling you. I just want to know, when is the day going to be the last day? The giants must be destroyed. God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Somebody lift your hands right now. I want to admonish somebody in the Holy Ghost that while you got the adversary on the run, I don't want you to take a break. I don't want you to let off. I don't want you to give up. Keep on fighting. Keep on fighting. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting until every giant. I'm ending. Here, put my timer back up. I'm ending. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I'll tell you why you got to take care of small things. Somebody shout small things. You got to take care of small things because small things metastasize. Don't let the spirit of division get between you and your sister. We can't have revival like that. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Don't let the adversary wage a wedge between you and your wife as husbands and wives, because if he can divide your house, he can destroy your house. Come on, that's not a small thing. If you go into bed week after week mad from a fight after fight, come on, at some point you got to stop fighting and start forgiving. Come on, at some point you got to kill the schism, you got to kill the serpent, you got to kill the baby giants before it come back to bite you. The Bible declares that it's the little fox that spoils the vine. The small things, a little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. The Song of Solomon 2 and 15 says that it's a small fox. Somebody shout the little fox. It's the little fox. It's the little things that we allow to live that come back to destroy us. I feel the Holy Ghost helping me right now. Somebody in this room is trying to figure out, how did you get so far away? Anybody still listening? Well, I look up and I'm not praying the way I used to pray. I'm not deep in the spirit. Like I used to can walk through the back doors and I felt the Holy Ghost soon as I walked in the sanctuary. Now it takes 3 songs, an altar call, and a prayer cloth to get me to feel something. But I come to tell you that the reason why the adversary makes a stronghold in our life is because we don't destroy the adversary when he has a weak hold. I feel the Holy Ghost. I said the only way the adversary can get a stronghold is if you let him live when he has a weak hold. But I wish you would say, I'm not letting him live. I'm not letting him live. I'm not letting him. Come on, preach with me, preacher. Come on, preach with me, saint. Come on, preach with me, warrior. I'm not letting it live. I'm not letting this struggle live. I'm not letting it have a corner in my living room. I'm not giving it a space in my heart. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I was praying, and the Holy Ghost. I'm not a sexist in any way. I don't mean this in that way, but men were made to be men of war. And it's a shame that we live in a day in the church that the women are carrying the load spiritually in prayer. I want some real men to preach with me right now. Come on, if the adversary is going to destroy my house, he's going to start with the head of the house, because he knows that the leader of the war has to cross every T. He has to dot every I. Come on, if my children aren't praying right, we're calling a family prayer meeting in the living room. If my children ain't living right, come on, we're getting rid of cell phones. We're taking car privileges. We're doing something to make sure that the devil doesn't have a place, that giants don't have room. Baby giants become. You can't. Is this all right? You can't he and ha ha with the devil. Listen, if your conversation at work is not the same conversation that you have at church, you're letting a baby giant live. Come on, if you preach with me. Come on, if you preach with me. Tell you why there's still a church in Bakersfield. It's because this church still believes in preaching the truth. And the truth, oh my God, the truth, somebody shout the truth. The truth is harnessed in details. Being holy means walking circumspectly. I can't go there. I can't have those friends. Come on, I'm preaching to somebody. I can't say that. I can't listen to that. I can't let evil things before my eyes because if the whole body be single, if the eyes be single, the whole body it be single. The light of the body is the eyes. I can't let my eyes see things that will penetrate my heart and then all of a sudden my conversation changes because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's why we got to watch what we say. We got to watch what we do. Young people, hear me right now. When the adversary tells you download that song, it's no big deal. The devil's a liar. It's a big deal. When YouTube syndrome gets a hold of you, let me tell you why they have recommended videos. It's because they know that the recommended video might not be on the same pathway as the one you were watching. I'm still preaching. I need just 50. That's all I told you. I need just 50. Because the adversary starts saying, click it. Go there. That website, yeah, that's it. Scroll, like it. Love it. No big deal. And all of a sudden, you're struggling with the pornography addiction, and you can't figure out where it came from. But we let little giants become big giants. And even the adversary knows that it's easier to contend with an infant than it is to contend with an army. Oh, somebody, you think it's an accident that Pharaoh in his wisdom and his hedonistic wisdom, he said, every boy that dwells in the land, every boy, if the midwives find a boy, the Bible says in Exodus 15, he told Pua and Sipra, he said, if the Hebrew wives, if they birth a baby boy, you kill it. You kill him. It's a daughter, let it live. Because the lineages are going to come through those baby boys. He said, I'll rather destroy infants than deal with a Hebrew army. You need another example? Why do you think Herod said, everybody that's 2 years old and under, I want to make sure that there's not a king that reigns. He said, because a baby king is easier to kill than an all-powerful king. God, come quickly. What are you preaching to us, preacher? Stand with me across the house. I want to tell you right now, I tell you right now in this revival, there are some people, you've been making some conscious life decisions. You're walking away from relationships that have had you bound. You're walking away from habits. Hear me right now. Don't check out on. You're walking away from things because something in you is saying, I've got to win. I've got to win. I've got to get over this. I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of battling. And I come to tell you the only way you're going to win the war is you have to win the small battles. I don't know what it's going to sound like, but I felt the Holy Ghost impressing me. And we're at the point of this revival right now, that some of us can get permanent victory. Anybody ever thought you won the battle over something and it popped its head up again? Come on, raise your hand. Anybody know what I'm talking about? He said, I thought I beat that. Come on. I thought I had a good chokehold on it. You can't just put your hands around the enemy's neck. Because at some point you gotta let go. At some point you're gonna let him live to fight you another day. When David took that sling in his hand, oh God. The Bible says that the stone sunk into his head. And the Bible says that the Goliath, the baby giant that became a big giant, the Bible says that he fell down dead. Watch this. Why in the world, my God, I feel revelation right now. Why in the world would a young boy take the sword and stand on the chest of Goliath and cut off his head when he was already dead? A spirit on that boy He said, we let him live the first time, but we're making sure this time. Come on, if you got to delete the app, if you got to, come on, if you got to block the phone number, you need to make sure this time it's not coming back. I'm winning it. I'm winning. I should raise your hand if you've been battling some stuff, fighting some stuff. I'm talking about private battles. I'm not, it might, to you, you're saying it's not a big thing. Listen, it's not about the big stuff. If you got anger problems, you got to get that in check. Anybody hear me? We got small things that we battle within us, but these small things grow. If you don't get rid of them when they're small. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I'm preaching to some men. You're thinking about it right now. You know where you went wrong. You let some stuff in your house, and now you're having a heart. You're battling with your teenagers right now, and you said, I know where I messed up. I let it in, and I let it live, and now you're fighting tooth and nail to get it out. You young people, you know what I'm talking about. You got some friends you know good and well, they're not good for you. That boy that keeps on trying to touch you, if you let him touch you, that's not where it's going to end. Brother Timothy, I know you're a good young boy. You got to slap the hand away before it's too late. You got to kill it before it's too late. That's why there's such thing as gateway drugs. Because all it takes is a little high to become a big problem. You know what I see in these seats right now? I see an army. I see an army of some people that's getting a hold of the real Holy Ghost. I see an army of some people. I see some mamas. Your prayers have been changing. Where's she at? Where's she going? Sister that came and told me that she prayed in the Holy Ghost like she's never prayed. Is she in here? She might be out right now. It's your mother. She said, I prayed Sunday like I haven't prayed before. The adversary would say, you pray good, you can take the week off. No, we are not. If you want to win the war, some stuff that's been battling you for years. Come on, you know what it is. You put it on the plate in your mind already. If you want to win the war, you want to make war against the adversary. I want you to meet me in this valley right now. Come on, out of your pew in the valley. Somebody's got to stop running from the giant and run to him. Come on, stay standing when you get here. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You've been fighting some stuff in your family. You've been fighting some stuff in your house. You've been fighting some stuff in your heart. Come on, if you've been battling with holiness, come on, get in this altar. If you've been struggling with truth, come on, the adversary has been planting seeds. You've been listening to stuff. Come on, these podcasts have been killing you. Come on, you've been letting that sports spirit get a hold of your family. It's not a small thing. It's going to destroy you. It's not just a t-ball game to the devil. He's trying to keep your kid from Bible quizzing. He's trying to rob your family of a prayer life because practice becomes more important. It's not a small thing. Because if you let it live, I promise you, my sister, I promise you, my brother, it's coming back. But I wonder, I hope I've got more than 75 by now. I wonder, is anybody in this room, you say, I want to go to war with the Holy Ghost, and I want to kill some stuff that's been trying to kill me. Come on, it's not just a movie. Come on, it's trying to rob you from your prayer time. Come on, come on. You got to get it out. Come on, if there's some stuff, you got to throw it out of your closet. Come on, you got to get it out of your heart. You got to get it out of your life. You got to break off the relationship. Come on, I'm asking somebody on a Tuesday night, if you want to put a sword in your hand, or if you want to live and let the adversary live, to come back later. Don't let it live. Come on, if you got to repent to somebody, if you got to ask your sister tonight to forgive you because you don't talk to her anymore and your relationship got messed up because you both let bitterness get in your heart, I'm begging somebody tonight, don't let baby giants live. Don't let baby giants live. Come on, hands up. Hands up. Come on, a little higher, a little higher. I don't even know if we're going to sing right now. What I feel right now in the Holy, I feel a spirit of holy war. Come on, I need somebody. Come on, you've been dabbling in some stuff, and you're saying it's robbing me of my walk with God. But I'm telling you, you can get your walk back if you can make some war right now. Go, 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 go. Come on, come on. I want somebody to really lock in right now in the spirit. Come on, somebody needs to lay a hand on a stronghold. Come on, you can't let the strong man live in your house. Come on, I need a daddy to go to war right now. I need a husband to get a hold of something in the spirit right now. Come on, I feel something move. Come on, somebody needs to get absolutely angry at the adversary that's been running rampant in your house. He's been making fun of your family. Come on, he's saying, no, you don't believe this. You don't really want to live this. But I come to tell the adversary, yes, I do. My mind's made up. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm not going to be wishy-washy. I'm being faithful. I'm digging in. There needs to be a sound of warfare in the room. Holy Ghost warfare. Holy Ghost warfare. Come on, I know you never heard what a battlefield sounds like. Come on, but the armies would chant, and they would open up their mouth. Come on, coming down the hills of the mountain into the valley. I mean business. I mean business. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Don't play in your prayers. Come on. Don't let him live.